Welcome to the forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins, and today I am pleased to be joined by Linda Liebscher, who is the president of Crossover Ministries, and we are talking a little bit about September being Suicide Prevention Month. Linda, thank you so much for joining me today. First of all, can you tell me a little bit about Crossover Ministries, what your organization is?
Yes, thank you, David. Crossover Ministries is a grassroots, community, Christ-centered, committed to cultivating mental health opportunities. Mm-hmm. We are seeing a great need in our community for people to be able to talk about as well as get help for their mental health conditions, substance abuse, and more importantly, that hopelessness of suicide. We also promote that individual recovery and wellness through four important factors. That's hope, opportunity, mercy, and encouragement. And as you can tell, those spell home. So we want people to know that we welcome them into an accepting environment of home.
Unfortunately, in this area, it seems like even specifically lately, there have been a lot of people who have felt that there's no point in going on. It seems like we've had a lot of suicides mm-hmm. happen lately. You guys are trying to combat that, and you're trying to help, first of all, help people maybe see that this isn't a step you have to take, but also for those, if suicide happens, you're trying to help the people, because as you said, there is a ripple effect. It doesn't just affect one person.
Well, in our area, in Montgomery County, in 2018, we have had 6 suicides and 9 drug overdoses, 6 of which have occurred in the past month alone. Yeah. So we are very aware, because the majority of us involved in Crossover Ministries have ourselves either had a mental health condition, thoughts of suicide, or a loved one with a mental health condition, or one who has actually committed suicide. So we want to meet people right where they're at. And I believe our community is very, first of all, unaware of signs and symptoms that we could look for, and extremely unaware of the fact that just opening up and talking about it might resolve that hopeless feeling that is something that is a temporary problem. Suicide is a permanent solution. And so we are wanting the entire community to get involved with not only discussion, but being able to reach out to those who feel hopeless.
You mentioned the signs and symptoms. What are some of those that people may be able to keep an eye out for or look out for that may be at risk for suicide?
Well, first of all, there are risk factors, and then there are known warning signs, okay, as far as silent warning signs. And a lot of people don't realize that substance use disorder and mental health conditions walk hand in hand with suicide. Also, accessibility to something that you could use to commit suicides. The majority of people who commit suicides use a firearm. So making sure that isn't available. We also know, and there is great research on the fact that if you've had a history of trauma or abuse, you are more at risk to commit suicide. Prolonged stress, isolation, any kind of behavior changes. For example, someone who was doing really well in school, and then all of a sudden just withdraws, his grades are dropping, doesn't want to get out there and socialize. You see, too, some mood shifts going on, to despair, to a calmness. Now, a calmness sometimes actually is a reflection of, I've decided to do this, so therefore I don't have anything to worry about anymore. Giving away some of your very priceless possessions and talking about or saying things like, I really don't want to be here anymore, that escalate to the point of saying, I am of no value, I am hopeless.
It's interesting that you mention that, because it wouldn't come to mind right off the bat if you were to say, you know, a calmness is a sign of a warning sign, just because you think, well, that person seems to be okay.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
When in fact, when it's factored with other signs, that's not the case at all.
That is not the case at all, yes.
We have the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline as well. In case you don't know, it's 24/7 available. It's 1-800-273-TALK, which is 8255. So again, 1-800-273-8255. There's also something called the Illinois Warm Line as well. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, this is for Illinois residents, and it is accessible Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m. The great thing about the Warm Line is if you yourself don't feel like speaking about what's going on with you to someone who knows you closely, unfortunately, the stigma is everywhere, you can call the Illinois Warm Line, and there will be a person on the other end who knows exactly what you're going through. And by that, I mean that the Warm Line is staffed by what we call recovery support specialists. These are people who themselves are in recovery and wellness, and they are able, through what you say, to give you to a person who perhaps has experienced substance use disorder, someone who in the past had the feelings of wanting to end their own life, or someone who maybe is dealing with still bipolar, but dealing with it in recovery and wellness. This is an excellent resource, and the number for that is 866-359-7953. 866-359-7953. What's good about both of those lines, David, that we just mentioned, it's not only for the person that's going through it, it's for anybody in the family, a loved one, a friend who just needs to talk to someone and say, hey, I have a loved one who is really suffering right now. Can you give me some ideas on what I need to do?
Sure. Does it also work for after the fact too? Maybe if somebody has lost a loved one to suicide, can you still call, talk with people?
Absolutely. That is so important, because the emotions that are shared by people who have lost someone to suicide range from rage to guilt to what could I have done? What could I have done differently? And we want people to know that we will support their challenges as well in a way that will make them understand they are not the problem. The problem is that our community isn't aware enough of what to do when they see the signs.
Sure. Linda Liebscher, the president of Crossover Ministries, joining me here today on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. There's no cost to call the Warm Line either, I believe.
That is correct. Or the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. All free.
And you can call you can call any time. You can call any number of times as well. There's no limit to...
Absolutely. You know what? They'd love to hear from you more than once. As a matter of fact, a lot of times they'll do a follow-up call if you will give them permission to call you.
What are some of the things they talk about on the Warm Line specifically?
Well, depending upon where that person is at who calls in, there's a lot of emotional support. You know, David, as well as I, when you have gone through something and there is a person who is going through it, that support is really strong and powerful and authentic, because you know exactly where that person is at. Secondly, there's recovery education. What does recovery look like? You know, it has not been a number of years where we have been saying mental health recovery or mental health wellness or substance use recovery. We see it as something that is defeating for the person. I know personally that recovery and wellness are possible. self-advocacy support groups are very, very much a part of where we all need to be. And that doesn't mean enabling the behavior. Mm-hmm. It means recognizing where you're at right now and then talking with you about where your God wants you to be and how he views you as a valued member of the community and of his people.
You mentioned suicide, the ripple effect. There was a documentary that was shown, I think it was at Lincoln Land this past week.
Yes.
In case you were not able to attend, there's going to be another showing here. Is it on Monday?
Yes, it is. And it will be Monday at 6:30 at the Hillsborough Junior High School Auditorium. I have watched it twice now and learned something new every time I watch it.
It's amazing how that happens.
Yes. Kevin Hines jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge when he was 19. Mm. And as he was jumping off the bridge, he said, "Lord, I don't want to die. Lord, I don't want to die." And his request became true through a lot of providential care. Mm-hmm. And now he is an advocate for mental health and suicide prevention. Mm-hmm. It takes you through parts of his life that are still difficult for him. For example, Kevin Hines has bipolar disorder, and every day he has to be about his own wellness and recovery, whether that includes medication, whether that is support, whether that is going and talking to his pastor, which you see in this. But the word he uses the most, David, is hope. Hope. And hope is defined as confident expectation. And that confidence comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. That is what Crossover Ministries is about, supporting the fact that you are passionately loved by a God who wants your life to be abundant and wants you to be able to recover to the point where you become the resource and the help to someone else going through a very difficult time.
Absolutely. And it's, you said again, it's Monday at 6:30 at the the Hillsborough Junior High. Did you say it was in the gymnasium?
Yes. And it is free. We welcome all of you wherever you are in this, whether you just want to get some more information, whether you yourself are having suicidal thoughts, whether your mental health condition is causing you not to be able to live the kind of life you want it to. Substance use disorder destroying not only you but family. Come, you are not only welcome with us, we desire to get to know you on a personal level.
Linda, thank you so much for joining me today. Was there anything else you wanted to mention about Crossover Ministries or suicide prevention or anything that we had not touched on?
A couple of things. I don't know if Montgomery County knows that we also have a mental health crisis hotline 24 hours. It is 1-888-324-5052. That's 1-888-324-5052. And we work in collaboration with Montgomery County Mental Health, as well as some other organizations in our area.
Sure.
And also, there is a Illinois helpline for drug use, and that is 833-2, and then find help. 833-2, and then FINDHELP. I hope all of these numbers are going into everybody's cell phones right now. Our police, our judicial system, our EMTs, people who have family members. These are numbers that are so important because we don't have all the answers, but we want to be able to tell someone, hey, here, I am here with you. Let's call this number together. Let's do something about your wellness because you are important to this community.
Sure.
One last thing, David, we do have a meeting, Crossover Ministries. Next meeting is Tuesday, September the 18th. It's at 6 o'clock at Calvary Baptist Church in Hillsboro, Illinois. We have a mighty group of people there who don't have everything all together but desire greatly just to reach out to others. And we, again, welcome anyone who wants to participate in Crossover Ministries.
Linda Leibscher, President of Crossover Ministries, thank you so much for joining me today, and good luck with everything moving forward.
Thank you so much, David. My privilege.
And that's it for this edition of The Forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time, but until then, so long.